Instead, she takes out a piece of ginger from the fridge and dices it up fine. Mom's always adding extra ginger to everything, and I'm always taking it out, hoping my friends and my boyfriend, Cameron, don't smell it on me later. Guess Mom's not the only one trying to become more American. You should wear that silk high-neck piece we designed, I suggest. The other day in the office, my mom and I were messing around with silk. She was trying to teach me how to sew the delicate threads, and we ended up designing this stunning dress, cinched at the neck, made of flowing satin that draped all the way to the floor. I liked that too, but it looks too much like a Chinese qipao, Mom says, then sighs. You know what they would say if they saw me photographed in Vogue wearing that. I look down. It's not all about the investors, you know. Mom puts her chopsticks down and reaches out a hand. We all have to make compromises if we want to make it big mainstream, she says. That's how this works. Julian and the others, they know mainstream. That's why they're here. I frown. And we don't, because we're Chinese. I stare down at my own pieces of discarded ginger sitting next to my noodles. Mom puts her hands on my cheeks and looks into my eyes. Hey, we've made it. We're here. We got in. I smile back at my badass, trailblazing mom, a beacon of hope for all Asian American girls who dream of doing something different, even if she can't use her real Asian last name. That night, I add Mom's New York Fashion Week catalog to my collection. It's not a fashion collection, but a collection of reasons why my dad shouldn't have deserted us. He split when I was still in my mom's belly, and she brought me with her swollen feet to America where she didn't know a soul. I imagine him out there, reading of Mom's success, his regret, painful. I hope it's excruciating, which is why every time something good happens to us, I add it to my box. It's filled with honor roll certificates, excellence for artwork awards, and every single VIP invitation to Mom's fashion shows. I just wish I knew where to send it to. I picture my dad walking around in Beijing, opening the box and going, damn, rueing his decision not to chase after my mom, not to chase after me. I wonder if he knew the box would be so big, would he still have left us? It makes me mad that I'll never know. My mom doesn't know how to get in touch with him, nor does she ever want to. And he's never once tried emailing her, even though she is literally the most Googleable person I know. Most of all, it makes me mad that I'll never know what's in his box. On Saturday, I drop Mom off at LAX. She has 3 full suitcases stuffed with clothes and 2 purses strapped to her body, and this does not include pieces from the collection which have already been FedExed. These are her personal clothes. I had stayed up late with her, helping her categorize and label her outfits, putting pieces together for cocktail party, interview, and major press. New York Fashion Week is so crazy and hectic, there's no time to decide anything. So I pre-planned, pre-labeled, and pre-sorted. What am I gonna do without you for a week? Mom kisses me as I put the suitcases onto the luggage cart. You sure you don't want to come? I have a test for AP French, I remind her. I'm taking French as my foreign language. I had wanted to take Chinese, given I can barely speak it and don't know a single character other than my name, but Mom had felt it was more important for me to know the language of the great fashion houses. Marcia, her personal assistant, runs up to us. Behind her, Julian is pulling up in his Porsche. He dumps his luggage by the first-class curbside check-in, doesn't even bother to put it on the scale. Oh good, you're here, we gotta go. Harper's Bazaar called. They want an interview as soon as we land, Marcia says. Harper's Bazaar? That's huge, I squeal. Julian walks over, overhearing, and adds, It's not Vogue, but... I frown at him. He's always doing that, reminding Mom of some higher goal, as though what she's currently achieving is not good enough, like she needs reminding. He knows how long Mom's been chasing the Vogue dream. It's the holy grail for fashion designers. So far, they've featured a few of her dresses and mentioned her name once or twice, but never done a full-blown interview. Don't worry, Mom, I assure her. After the show, Vogue will come knocking. Just watch. Mom flashes me a nervous smile as she turns to her senior designers. As is customary for New York.